The millennium drought may have finally broken, but droughts always return. And some serious questions are still being asked about how a water-poor country like Australia should handle its most precious resource. Ian Douglas, National Coordinator of Fair Water Use Australia, will be speaking at tonight's forum. And he says as far as water reform goes, Australia is getting it wrong.
What we are doing, unlike many countries, is we are allowing our water to be owned by overseas interests and those with only financial interests in the rewards to be gained through it. You can actually hold a water entitlement and do nothing with it. Just wait until the next drought, at which time you can then pass it on, sell it or lease it, whatever you wish, purely for monetary gain, with no net benefit to Australia as a whole. This seems just crass over generosity.
Do you see this issue of privatisation becoming even more detrimental in the future?
Who knows what the future will hold? There are many, many instances overseas where there have literally been water wars in South America as a result of the public feeling disenfranchised from their right of water.
Ian Douglas, National Coordinator of Fair Water Use Australia. Adrian Pederick is the South Australian Shadow Minister for Agriculture, and he defends the current water allocation system.
Privatisation has essentially opened the market up. What it has done in times of drought, especially around the Lower Lakes at the bottom end of my electorate, it's let people actually market their water, either lease it out or sell it freehold, so that they can survive when they couldn't get access to water out of the river system. And it's actually helped producers actually survive through the drought. It's made it so that water can be taken to where it's most needed.
Ian Douglas would like to see the constitution changed to protect everyone's right to water.
So the constitution really needs to be edited, such particularly section 100, to provide those protections, and that may require state by state referenda to achieve that. But the matter is of sufficient importance in many people's opinion that that is a justified approach. And if we can then protect water, protect environmental water, protect social water in the Constitution, then what is deemed to be a reasonable amount can then be allocated to commercial enterprise.
Adrian Pederick says we need to come up with some new ideas on how to best use water.
I think we have to be far more creative in how we source our water supplies. I think the harvesting and cleaning up of stormwater is a far better proposal. It is water falling from the sky. All it needs is to go through some treatment processes. Then we're on the way to potable water. It's done around the world, in cities around the world. I think instead of having all your money buried in one big infrastructure project like the desalination plant, we could have had a smaller plant and there should have been more investment put into recycling stormwater.
Adrian Pederick, South Australian Shadow Minister for Agriculture. A few years ago, desalination plants were hailed as the answer to this country's water problems. Now several states around Australia are running into problems with the cost of setting up and running such plants. Ian Douglas says desalination was always a bad idea.
There is no evidence that desalination offers anything in the way of a golden bullet for water shortages, other than in small communities close to the sea that have no other options as far as water sourcing is concerned. Certainly not for metropolitan centres such as Adelaide, Melbourne or Sydney. There is no reasoned argument that can be made in favour. I think we all realise that if politicians had their time again, they would not have elected to go down that path.
According to Ian Douglas, as long as desalination plants are privately operated, there'll never be an incentive to save water.
In a privatised setting, the accent is on consumption rather than wise water use, because those people in control of our water supplies are increasingly keen that we use as much as we can. And that is a recipe for disaster.